In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. When I was younger, I often thought, as I think all of us have at one time or another, how wonderful it would have been to have been alive back when Jesus was, and to see Jesus at work among us. And then as I got older, I realized Jesus is still at work among us. And that is one of the lessons of today's first reading from the Acts of the Apostles. This was after the resurrection. You know, Jesus had ascended into heaven, and yet Peter and John were going to the temple area. They were going there to pray, and they found a man who was crippled. And he asked them for alms, because at this time, that's what happened with people who were crippled. They couldn't do anything else. They asked for alms. You know, this is like ancient world disability payments. And they had, as Peter said, neither silver nor gold, but what I do have, I give to you. In the name of Jesus the Nazarene, rise and walk. And that is exactly what this man did. He rose and he walked. It's the same kind of thing that Jesus did when he was at work in the world. Guess what? It's still Jesus doing it. You know, Jesus never did this in the name of someone else. He just did it. We as Christians do it in the name of Jesus. And so when we do things in the name of Jesus, and truly in the name of Jesus, it is Jesus who is doing it. And so Jesus is still active and at work within his world. How is he at work? Through his church. You know, warts and all, Jesus is at work through the church in the world. And by through the church, I mean not just those of us who dress in black and white or purple, but each and every baptized Christian. And so, you know, that's truly a wonderful thing to realize, that the good days, the days of the visitation of the kingdom of God, are not over. Really, they've only begun, and they will only come into their fullness when the Lord returns in glory at the end of time. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.